And it starts off silently, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and a really kind of blurry, blue.
Oh, okay. So this car drives over. There's like a manhole cover, and it has this glowing effect, and it goes under the car as planned, but then it clips right through the tires.
Yeah, that's some good post-production right there.
And it has this like kind of like weird kind of acid wash sort of visuals to the... God, this is...
Yeah, it's a bad filter. So you see like turtles, little turtles walking through green ooze, and then like the actual turtles with their weird smiley-ass faces singing. They're singing their We Are Turtles song.
So... The heads that they have on, they're like helmets. They're very clearly separated from their costume. It looks like they're wearing a green turtleneck.
You know what's funny? Yeah, they're wearing like in some of the clips they're wearing like scarves maybe to cover it up.
No. So I saw, because I've seen the first song or two.
The Christopher Films presents. Just comes up. What?
It's like, now we know who's responsible.
And what is that font? We wish you a turtle Christmas. It's like the Hanging with Mr. Cooper font.
It reminds me of Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh my God, is this font for the credits? Is this proto Comic Sans?
I think it is.
What is this?
They should know better. Well, now you would never use Comic Sans for like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Eileen Bueller.
Okay, so the thing with the scarf that I saw online, and from what I could tell, is that the video quality is like not great, and the coloring for Michelangelo's orange is so close to red that they put it on Michelangelo to distinguish between the two.
Okay, first off, they're you can't the voices don't match up to the mouth movements at all.
And this is a reggae version of this song.
I don't know if it's a...
Why? How did Leonardo get Jamaican?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it's offensive that Leonardo is talking like this. Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, you know what? Look at the shells. So if you look at the shells right at the waistband, there's a black line. That's where the pants are Velcroed onto the shirt.
What the hell is this nonsense?
Okay, now watch when they turn. Look, you see Donatello's head? You can see the zipper in the back. Holy Jesus.
What in the hell is going on?
Okay, did you notice Donatello has continued to try and put up the same ornament now for the entire song? Look.
Oh, he's...
Okay, now he's shaking presents, but before he was like trying to put up this ornament.
Yeah.
It's like his big like sausage penis fingers can't put the ornaments on the tree.
And Leonardo's covered in lights.
Which seems really unsafe.
Yeah.
I put all my Christmas lights up, like, the day after Thanksgiving. I think I have about maybe 2,500 lights up on my house now.
Holy shit!
I'll show you pictures. I put a lot of lights up.
Damn. I just decorate. I live in an apartment. I just decorate the balcony.
I got vetoed for putting more lights up, and then I went and spent $100 on top of what I wasn't supposed to.
So the mouths don't match up to the sounds at all.
Okay, now if you look, the teeth are like on a separate, they're like on a separate thing. So the mouths can open and close, and the teeth can go in and out too. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Speaking of pizza!
No, my God.
Oh my God, the helmet! You can see it.
You
can just see that it's not attached to anything.
Like, the chest plates look like some sort of, like, weird, they look like some sort of, like, weird, like a pie tin or something.
Yeah.
So, just for those of you who are maybe listening to us and watching but not really paying attention, the plot is very simple. They forgot to buy Splinter a Christmas gift, and now they're upset about it.
They're like, oh, shit. I don't believe you. Oh, you can see the
hair coming out of the back.
Well,
or something.
No, it's like the.
Okay, here's the another song.
The latex is bunching up.
So we have another song coming. Get ready.
Is this Up from the Sewer?
I think so.
Up from the Sewer. They keep mugging for the camera too.
Oh God. Like the sound. Oh God, that Donatello face is terrifying.
They're all terrifying. This is like
Because they have no expression. The mouths just open and close.
This is like Chuck E. Cheese Pizza Time band level of terrifying right here.
It looks like...
His mouth is open, but his teeth are moving.
Yeah, see, isn't that really creepy? And look, they're wearing shoes. See?
They are wearing shoes. What the hell?
But they're like weird black booties. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, and then all of their arm pads. Look, the arm pads and or the elbow pads and knee pads, they're black.
Yeah.
They don't match the colors. See, okay, did you see... see, there it is. You see the scarf? It's like white?
Yeah.
And it's Michelangelo to distinguish between the two.
Oh, because, yeah, it looks like Michelangelo and Raphael have basically the same mask on, color.
This is terrifying. Like, where did they film this? It's like in some, like, weird industrial...
Clock tower.
Okay, so now we get some kids playing drums on trash cans.
wearing a sideways hat.
So there's a Christmas tree behind them. They're playing on buckets and stuff. Okay, I know where this is. So this is
Broadway. This is Stomp, right?
No, this is Central Park. So
no, I'm pretty sure this is a back lot.
Wait, listen. This is so bad. This is in Central Park. There's like a bridge that goes over this. It's like right by the fountain. Everybody like.
What do you get the ninja master that has everything? He's a fucking rat that lives in the sewer.
So they're supposed to be underground and hidden, and here they are like out with
Rollerblader! I remember him from the credits!
Yeah, he's actually credited in the credits.
As the Rollerblader.
He's wearing some sort of like large Jamaican-colored puffy jacket. Oh god, it's so weird.
Oh,
look at the shoes!
Yeah, the shoes are so weird! Their feet...
They have like sock warmers.
Well, it's like... They have these big legs.
Oh, you can see their crotch underneath the... Look, you can see...
Yeah, you can! No, so their bodies are huge, but then it goes down to normal people-sized feet, so it just looks ridiculous.
And then they have, like, the crotch. It almost looks like a codpiece attached to their shell, but it's like a green leotard underneath, and you can visually see, like, where their junk is.
Yeah, Raphael's shell does not cover his dick.
Like, some of them look looser than others. Oh, look, you can see his white underwear underneath. Excuse me. I changed that. Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Okay, wait, let's listen.
Gotta get a gift.
God,
these kids that are playing the drums they're not doing anything.
I love that they're not terrified that there's a bunch of fucking...
Did they all just Nazi turtles? Salute?
They did Nazi salute!
What the hell?
You know what the hell.
The master race of turtles.
Okay, so I've heard about this. I've seen this song before. So they're in Times Square with the big Christmas tree.
The big, like, 7 foot tall Christmas tree. Okay,
That's Michelangelo supposed to be singing right now.
Michelangelo is singing opera.
In Times Square with a creepy Santa behind him.
What in the hell?
God, look at the suits are so bad. It's like, if you look at the arms, they try to make them veiny. But, I don't know, are those silly straws underneath?
I have no idea.
God, this is so bad.
Isn't someone...
Okay, now Raphael is busking out on the street with a Santa bell.
Yeah, isn't someone credited as Santa?
Yeah. So Santa Claus he's credited in the credits.
Oh, now they're picking up Michelangelo? Is that what they were trying to do, and then they gave up?
I think so. So Santa Claus is Ethan Lipkin. I don't know who that is. He's not credited for
anything.
It's
literally a guy that's sitting in the background, like, not doing anything. He's just ringing a bell.
He's probably some sort of, like, regular Santa Claus actor who, like, has kids sit on him during the holidays. Creepy. Yeah.
It's like they didn't give the other guys in this scene anything to do. They just, like, figure it out. Fuck around. It doesn't matter. Like,
look, like, they just kind of mull around.
They're
like,
looking super bored. They're like, what are we supposed to do?
Michelangelo's singing, and they're just kind of standing around. They keep, like, Donatello just checked his watch that he's not wearing.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Also, Raphael just dabbed the tears from his eyes.
Oh,
with
yeah.
his bandana because it was so beautiful.
I like how long their bandanas are, by the way. Their bandanas go all the way down to their ass.
Oh, God. Okay, because it's got to have 90s tude, right? So yeah. We get the knot.
How come they don't have their weapons?
Oh, this part. Yes.
Ninja Turtles coming.
Look at how creepy. Wait, he said 6 yellow yo-yos, but he has 5. Apparently, Michelangelo can't count.
A tie? Get
a weird looking plastic pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, this is okay, the this rap. Is my favorite song. Because I've heard of this before.
I'd like to see them wrap a present with their big penis fingers.
Listen.
I take a lot of pride and I take a lot of dick.
So
what in the hell is this
I'm
garbage?
I'm pretty sure that yeah, I'm 100% sure that this song is actually double entendre about putting a condom on before you bone. So yep. Listen to the lyrics. I'm
you know
pretty
what?
Sure.
You know what? Maybe this was their PSA, because all the cartoons from back in the day needed to have a PSA. AIDS epidemic. Put on a condom. Wrap your shit.
Yeah, do the rap here. So let's listen. I promise you that it's.
I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and I rap my dick. When I'm rapping my dick. He totally just said when I'm rapping my dick.
I told you, bitch. I told you.
What in the hell? They keep fingering each other too.
Yeah, they're like slapping fingers or something, but it's weird.
Yeah, they're trying to do like a boom 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 like a.
So imagine you have like a package of hot dogs in one hand and a package in the other, and you slap them against each other. That's kind of what it
God,
looks like.
That sounds like my Saturday night.
It might be your Saturday night.
Yeah, what is this? It's they're just sort of like flicking each other's fingers. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Leonardo would not have been the one that was rapping.
If he's the leader. It would probably be like Michelangelo.
Yeah, Leonardo leads. Maybe Donatello does...
machines.
Being... I don't know. I was trying to turn it into something.
But no.
Raphael raps cool but rude.
Maybe.
These songs are literally like 45 seconds long to a minute.
Something like that? I don't... It feels like an eternity.
Yeah. Did they just say they had a pee?
I think so.
I want this one. I bet it's not a car. It's like a shirt.
So, okay. I like that. So they put a present under the tree. Now Donatello's opening it. What is he giving him? Oh, who cares?
Oh my God!
Splinter is terrifying. Okay.
Splinter looks like a melted Cabbage Patch baby. Oh, that's not offensive at all. On the first day of Christmas. And the pizza with pepperoni. What the hell?
This,
you know what?
Okay,
he looks like Quato from Total Recall, just with more hair.
Open your mind.
Open the pizza box.
He's terrifying. He's terrifying. See, you know what it reminds me of? It looks like terrible taxidermy.
Yeah.
It looks so bad.
Oh, my God.
They're going to go through the entire 12 days of Christmas. Wait, I want to listen to some of this.
5 video games. I like that the pizza is in a
so my favorite
frame.
My favorite part of this song is when they finish, as they get to the end. Okay, so here, listen. There's this weird instrumental. Listen. Okay, no, I figured this out. So the sound, the background music to this entire like 12 Turtle Christmas or whatever it's called. Is the button that you press on your Casio keyboard to get like the replay music that just recycles over and over again?
The demo music.
Yeah, it's the demo music. Have you ever heard of Wesley Willis?
Do you know
who Wesley Willis is?
No.
So
is he the most is he the world's preeminent Casio demo music composer?
Actually, he is. And I'm not... Okay, so you made a joke that you didn't realize you were going to make. But Wesley Willis is this guy. He's dead now, but he was from Chicago. And he was a street performer, a homeless street performer with schizophrenia who would greet people by butting heads. So much so that
Glasgow kiss.
So much so that he had a large scar in the center of his forehead from headbutting people. And he was this homeless guy. He was maybe about 400 pounds. And he would do these songs like,
look at the fucking kid playing with the yo-yo. Just like,
how did they get down in here?
I don't know. I'm assuming this is some kind of suicide cult and they're all the kids are going to die at the end of this song.
You have, okay. So when we're done with this, I have to show you Wesley Willis. Cause he's terrible.
Yeah.
But this, I don't understand. How do the turtles get down here? I mean, not the turtles, the kids get down here because
they don't have parents. It's supposed to be a secret orphans. Layer. They're orphans.
Like, okay, that scene just keeps recycling with Donatello and the manhole cover because now Donatello's over on the other side. You notice that?
What the hell? God, I cannot get over how terrifying Splinter is. He doesn't even look like...
So what just happened is we got to the 12 days of Christmas, all the way to the end. And Splinter just said, you know what? Fuck it. It's supposed to be 12 April O'Neil autographs, but he took too long to say it, and he got tongue-tied, and he just fucking gave up. And then he didn't kick in until 5 video games.
Yeah.
So he basically just says, like, I'm behind. Okay, here we go. And he just jumps right in at the end. We had to listen to all 12 of those.
What is the true meaning? Are we going to get a Jesus lecture from a rat? Oh.
God, he's so terrible. His hands don't move. They're almost like puppet fingers.
Who played Splinter? Michelangelo just said something without moving his mouth. He should be a ventriloquist.
Splinter was a guy named Jack William Scott, who didn't do anything else besides just a turtle.
Down in the sewer.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit! He just broke the fourth wall!
He did!
He broke the fourth wall!
We got it. It's here. This is the last song.
Has this movie already gone... Are we through this movie already?
It is. We're done. Oh. Okay, so this... Why did they zoom in on that little girl for way too long? Did you see that?
I wonder if it's like a crew member's son or something, or daughter.
And now we're zoomed in on a kid's crotch. Why?
That kid's pants is way too high.
Way too high.
That kid is hanging off the set. That is not safe.
That is dangerous.
What the fuck?
That little girl's dance moves are terrible.
These kids do not know what they're doing. They're just sort of like, la 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 la.
I don't think they even want to be there.
This is like Christian service hours for them.
Oh, God. This is so bad.
You know what? Maybe these kids are all in like juvie and this is their... community service making this movie.
This would be punishment.
Yeah.
It would be. They're dancing hand in hand now.
I like it. I like that the kid's wearing a turtleneck. That's very apropos.
it's a better costume than what they're wearing.
Why is that kid's t-shirt tucked into his pants that are up to his navel?
They're past his navel. Those are rib level.
That's old man level right there.
I mean, it's impressive. I kind of wish I had the balls
really just singing the same line over and over and over and over again?
Yeah, all they're saying is, we wish you a turtle Christmas and a happy new year. See? They keep zooming in on this little girl for no reason. Why?
Yeah. Oh, look, that one's wearing a blossom hat.
Oh, we got jazz hands at the end.
Oh, man.
That's great.
I think I saw some camel toe. Okay, oh, my God, it's over.
No, so here's the thing, is we have the credits. We need to watch the credits all the way. All
right.
Because...
Oh, good. That's what I want to see. The turtles climbing through slime.
So we get more... It's like a reprise.
I like Splinter with an R.
Because Splinter is
Matt Baker as the ninja?
Yeah, I didn't see a ninja in this. Did you?
I did not.
I mean, I saw that in the credits on IMDb. I don't know who the ninja was. Was there a ninja in this? I looked. I didn't see one.
Special thanks to Jeff Markowitz.
So there's a wardrobe department. Miriam Tsao and Elizabeth Wong. Fuck you. You're fired.
Yeah. Grip and lighting equipment provided by Feature Systems. They didn't even want to be listed by name. They're just the company. Production I can't
There's a bunch of people listed for sound. I'm surprised that more than like a Casio keyboard is listed.
Teamsters. They listed the Teamsters.
Good well, that's probably by law. Crew Cuts Film and Tape Incorporated is the editorial facility.
Legal services? How do they need four people for legal services?
To Scott Hyman for his unending devotion to this project. What unending devotion? Oh. So this is what I was talking about. Listen. Yes, it did. Fuck you for reminding me how long that song was. Look, we're at the end of the credits, and they're just talking through it.
What in the hell is going on?
This is the weirdest shit I've ever seen for a movie.
It also sounds like they're talking into a tin can.
It does, but like, look, okay, so the credits are ending. But they're still having a conversation. This is it. The credits are done. There's nothing else happening. So we have to listen to a riff on them talking about trying to fit their feet into shoes, which we saw them wearing shoes through the entire thing.
And now we are looking at a black screen and listening to them talk still.
Yeah, the credits ended like a while ago, and we're just looking at black screen for nothing, for no reason.
What the hell? Who is that?
I think they're doing cocaine now. And now it's ended.
And we're,
that's
yeah,
it.
We're, it's over. Like, what the fuck was that? What did we just watch?